lovelies. My head is pounding and I feel like I'm about to spin out into infinity today. So, you know, I can't feel the ground under my feet. This is a super, super short and sweet episode. And so that's really a good thing because I want to go in search of lavender and crochet, try to untangle some of these emotional knots that are caught around my breath. You can probably even hear it. I wrote this article about 3.5 months ago, but it's just perfect for me to revisit today. I hope there's something in here for you too, darlings. What you focus on, you feel. You can shift from despair to elation in the space of seconds. The trick is to find the center of the vortex and plant your feet. At any moment, I decide which fleeting emotional state to fixate upon or not. Not is the more desirable decision when I'm seeking balance, trying to right myself, groaning with the pull of layer upon layer of warring feelings that surge out in all directions. That's why they're called fleeting. They don't stay. They flick like the lick of so many whips, some barely a whisper over my skin. Some a seductively painless slice of razor tongue. At the centre of this vortex is clarity, which is the heart of the matter. The whirl of what might be can then spin as madly as it likes, as madly as I like, since I am the whirler of all my own emotional tornadoes. When I plant my feet, I have the strength to close my eyes and see with the clarity of an observer of my life. Find your center. That is where you will discover the quiet power of personal responsibility. That's where the heart of any problem, discomfort, pain lies. That's also where the first tender sensation of healing will make itself known. It'll be jarring. When you step into the silent center of your emotional storm, it's going to shock you with a call to vulnerability. You'll probably run away as far as you can, at least 7 times. And that's okay, lovely. Keep breathing. Then come back. Here's a practice for finding your emotional center. Deliberately plant your feet, one leg at a time. Lift at the knee and place your whole soul on the floor. Close your eyes. Breathe with attention. Follow the flow of your breath in, out, and again, and again. Imagine every emotionally charged situation you've experienced spinning out around you, funneling up into a tornado. Don't be scared. You can stomp your feet and open your eyes whenever you want to. Let every emotional thread spin out from you to be part of the storm. If any threads cling to your body, grab that sucker and yank it out. Toss it up and out into the whirl. And there you are, at the center of your storm, centered and still. So there you go, darlings. I am feeling like that storm is pulling me from pillar to post today. So I'm going to take my own advice and plant my feet. I might even go outside into the backyard with my bare feet and plant them out there, because you know what? That is the best way to ground that you are ever going to find. Give it a go today. So anyway, if you want to tweet me, you can tweet me at goddesskindled. And if you want to use the hashtag Your Kind Voice, that would be great. So I'll know where you found me. You can email yourkindvoice@gmail.com with your questions and comments. And you can subscribe at goddesskindled.com for guided meditation and lots more. I'll actually be putting a call out for advanced readers for my forthcoming book, Embodying Earth, very soon. So if you're into ritual, magic, personal power, and letting go, head over to goddesskindled.com and subscribe. You'll want the nonfiction guides and workbooks checkbox thingy, but don't worry, you don't have to remember all that. You'll see all the options when you get there, and I'll put everything in the show notes so that you can just click on stuff and it'll be really easy for you. So thanks for tuning in, and I will see you next week when I get to be the kind voice in your ear again.